Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars with my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space himself of the Space Show. David, a very good evening to you. I ask you, before we bring on our distinguished reporting guest, Doug Messier of Parabolic Arc, David, Virgin Galactic is troubled. It's troubled only in terms of its presentation to the stock market. However, these last years, we've watched Virgin Galactic, pioneered by Richard Branson, the entrepreneur, make promises after promises of what it's going to deliver to the public. I believe it started as space tourism. Have you been disappointed, David, or at this point, do you regard this as just part of the development of space and money? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John. No, I'm a little disappointed. Some of it is normal and routine, but now they're encountering delays, and Doug can talk about it in detail, where they've got excessive wear and tear on their carrier plane, and where did that come from, and why didn't they see that before? So maybe it's normal problems for an industry trying to kick off and get started, but it seems to me that some of it is a little additional to the normal.
Doug, a very good evening to you. At Parabolic Arc, you've done very careful reporting about this. I'm looking at the Virgin Galactic Quarter 1 2021 earnings report, and therein lies the mystery. The report was delayed, and there are questions about, as David says, wear and tear. What do we understand about their ambition and their ability to deliver? Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on. And, I see Virgin Galactic as being the same as it ever was. I mean, they started in 2004. They were going to fly tourists in 2007. It's now 2021, so it's been almost 17 years. And they've just been having one delay after another with the technology. And the current delay started 27 months ago. They had a second suborbital flight test in February of 2019. And it seemed to go well initially, and then later it was discovered that they nearly lost the ship. And they nearly lost the ship because of a maintenance issue where they made a change in the horizontal stabilizers that control the ship, help control it in flight, and basically blew those out in flight and were lucky to survive. So that delayed the next, that was a major factor in delaying the next powered flight attempt by 22 months and until December of 2020. And they had another problem. They had an electromagnetic interference with that rebooted the computer. It was a new computer they put in. So they delayed the next flight test till February of this year, and in February they found more problems and then got delayed until May. And last week they announced that they've got problems not with the spaceship now, but with the mothership, the White Knight 2, VMS Eve.
Let us discuss just a moment, Doug, what it is they're attempting to do. What is White Knight 2? What is Spaceship 2? How is it presented to the public?
Well, White Knight 2 is a carrier plane. It takes Spaceship 2, which has two pilots and 4 to 6 seats in the back, and airdrops it at about 48,000 feet. The rocket engine on Spaceship 2 flies up. They go up past 50 miles, which is what the U.S. considers the boundary of space. So passengers will float around for several minutes and then come back down and land as a glider back at Spaceport America in New Mexico.
And that is space tourism. David?
Yes.
Doug, what have they done with their pricing all of this time? Because I know they actively sell tickets. How is that going for them?
Well, they've got about approximately 600 ticket holders. Some have been waiting for 15 years to fly. And initially sold seats at $200,000 a piece. In 2013, after their first powered test flight, they raised that to $250,000 per seat. Now, they haven't started selling tickets to a new group yet. They plan to do that, I think, later this year. And it's going to be even higher. And they're facing competition now from Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos's company, which is auctioning off the seat, a seat on its first human space flight, which is set to take place on July 20th. So Bezos is going to beat Branson in terms of commercial service. And so that's what's going on with the pricing.
Companies on Wall Street, you can't kick the tires. You can just judge them on the basis of their personnel, their leadership. And you've written, Doug, about leadership that has been replaced recently. The chief financial officer was replaced, I think, in the wintertime of 2021. Yes, in the wintertime of 2021. Is leadership the problem at Virgin Galactic, or has this all come down to parts?
It's been a little bit of both. It's been mostly technical, I think. And they brought in a new CEO last summer in July, Michael Colglazier. And he had spent decades at Disney, and he replaced George Whitesides, who'd been a CEO for almost 10 years. And Whitesides left early. They made him the chief space officer, which is kind of a vague title. And he left earlier this year, pretty quietly. So the new management has brought in new people to kind of ramp up for commercial operations that are supposed to start early next year. But we'll see. They haven't announced a schedule for the next flight test yet. But it's been technology that works, goes up to space, and only works intermittently. They have four more tests scheduled for the rest of the year, and then they're going to take the vehicles and do kind of an upgrade to them and then start flying tourists next year sometime.
David?
What is the maintenance wear and tear on the carrier plane? What did they not foresee? What's the equipment problem there?
Well, I've heard a couple of different stories on that. I'm not going to get into details because I haven't confirmed anything yet. But the ship is 13 years old. It was rolled out in July of 2008. So it's been 12 and a half years. And it's made out of composites, and it's a dual fuselage plane. So
this is White Knight 2 you're talking about, the mothership.
The White Knight, the mothership. And, I've heard sources have told me that it's kind of falling apart. It has issues with the composites, with cracking. Cracks were first discovered back in 2014. And it's a dual fuselage plane with the spaceship 2 suspended in flight between on a long wing that connects the two fuselages, and then it's dropped. So there's unique stresses on this plane. And they haven't built a second plane, so they have to kind of go into service with this one. The second White Knight 2 is still in design phases. So they haven't spent much money on it, and it seems like they want to make a bunch of changes in the mothership for the next one.
Boy, David, so, boy, does this sound like something you'd want to get on board with, David, if you were buying a ticket?
No, it doesn't sound like something I'd want to buy stock in either.
There are a lot of the cracks in the mothership, and sometimes we'll fly and sometimes we won't. We won't. Doug, this is the risk of commercial space, right? I mean, did they talk about it that way? We have 30 seconds. Did they say, what do you want? You put your money down, you take your choice.
Yeah, I mean, the customers will be flying at their own risk.
Right.
And they'll have to sign away most of their ability to sue, their ability and heirs' ability. And they've got competition now from, finally, Blue Origin is finally actually flying people after years of promising to do so.
Doug Messier of Parabolic Arc reporting on Virgin Galactic. David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is Hotel Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.